The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. From hot dogs to cool kitties, this is Dark Side of the Pooch.
One of our most listened to and watched shows here on the Tony Curry Radio YouTube channel. And of course, one of those reasons is because we have Dr. Rab Stewart, who owns the Rossbridge Animal Hospital, rossbridgevet.com. And of course, also on Twitter and on Facebook. And you're watching him right now. But one of the reasons we had one of our most listened to shows last week, you know why? My daughter was a superstar. I told her last week, if you didn't see the show last week, watch the show. She takes over the entire thing. I said, listen, if you ever want to just do the show, you can do the show. And she's like, okay. And so she goes, well, will you teach me? And I said, yeah. And I said, well, one thing you want to do is you don't want to be like flipping around with a paper or looking at your pen and drawing hearts on a piece of paper while he's giving your answer. I said, you need to make eye contact with your guest. Because a couple times she was looking down at the table, drawing little hearts. I'm like, pay attention. He's answering your question. So anyway, but she did good. So if you get a chance,
If we could get your daughter to do your part, and we could get, you know, my son to do my part, yeah, we could just take the day off.
Well, you know, Dr. Rab, you know, we have to leave these majestic businesses we have grown for inheritance, right? So, I mean, someone's going to have to take over Tony Curry Radio when it's all said and done, and someone's going to take over the Rossbridge Animal Hospital when you're too old to do it. So there you have it. Let me ask you something. So say money's not an issue. Will you just work till you die, or will you actually retire, you think, one day?
I mean, I think there's a lot of factors that play into that, because this in some ways is kind of a physically demanding job. Mm-hmm. You know, we're kind of up and down. You know, we get down on the floor sometimes. We have to lift heavy things sometimes. Yeah. So, you know, I think as long as I'm physically and mentally able to do it, I'll do it to some capacity.
Yeah. That's good. You should. We need you.
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
good Lord willing,
I'm thinking 75.
That's okay.
What I'm thinking. All right. So I sent you a story. We got some emails here. It's always brought to you by Sasquatch Toys and Comics down there on Citation Lane in beautiful Homewood. Seth Cosby and those guys, they have a great toy store. They got all comics, some 60s, 70s, and 80s toys, some 70s, 80s. Nice. If you're looking for a place to go Christmas shopping, you're going to find one of a kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine was looking for one of those. Remember those Evel Knievel things that you used to spin and you let go and the motorcycle takes off across the floor? He was looking for one. And he's like, I can get you one. What were you willing to spend on? He goes, I'll give you $40 for it. And boom. So he found one of those Evel Knievel things from the 90s. Do you remember those? How cool those were?
That's a classic.
Yes, it's a classic. So we found that. You can check out, of course, Sasquatch Toys and Comics down there in beautiful Homewood. And also check out Ed's Pet World. That's a little bit of a better fit here, should I say, for Dark Side of the Pooch. Exotic pets. You're looking for pets for the holidays? We can get you covered there, too, with Ed's Pet World. A respiratory illness with an unknown cause is sickening dogs in Oregon and other states, including 17 other states at this point, prompting warnings from governments and veterinarians about keeping pets safe. The illness, which exhibits symptoms of chronic cough or pneumonia that does not respond to antibiotics. What is this? You said we actually have some here in the state of Alabama.
Well, I'm not really sure what it is, but some of these dogs, and I tried to read the article, but it was behind a paywall, so I didn't get to read it.
Yeah, so anyway. Exactly. Yeah, I see. I've got access to that, but I send that to you and I realize it was behind a paywall as the Wall Street Journal. I hate that. But, it's out there. It's out there in multiple sources.
Yeah. So we have had a good number of dogs recently in the past few weeks that have had upper respiratory infections.
Okay.
And some of them have become lower airway infections. So the lungs have been involved. But some of them we have a diagnosis for, because when a dog gets, or a cat, when they get upper respiratory or lower respiratory infections, we do similar things to what our doctor would do for us. We take x-rays of the chest, maybe the neck to check the upper airway. Mm-hmm. And then we also swab the back of their throat to check for viruses and bacteria. Yeah. So a handful of these cases we have diagnosis for. So adenovirus, which is a common upper respiratory, pneumovirus, mycoplasma, which is a type of bacteria. So some of these cases are coming back with a known reason, yep, but others are not. You know, sometimes we'll swab a pet and it'll come back with everything's negative, you know, yep, and the x-rays look okay. So there's always kind of a seems to be an unknown respiratory illness of dogs floating around, but we seem to be seeing a good bit of it right now.
Okay. There you have it. And if you have any issues, we see dogs coughing. What is it? What does a dog cough sound like? Is it a regular cough?
I'll tell you what most owners think that it is. They think it's dry heaving. They think the dog is dry heaving. And if that's how you would classify the symptom of your dog, then it's coughing. Just, I mean, I'll give you a great example. Do we have time for a great example?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Friday, a dog came in and the owner was, you know, pretty adamant that they thought the dog ate a sock or something and it was trying to throw up. So we kind of demonstrated what a cough would sound like. And the owner said, no, you know, I really don't think it's that. I said, okay. So we worked it up for a GI problem. I said, look, I want you to take a video and send it to me. If the dog does it again, take a video, send it to me. And so yesterday that's what they did. And sure enough, the dog was coughing. So, dry heaving or trying to hack something up.
Yep.
That's a cough.
Okay. So what is that sound? And I know we've had this question a million times, but what's that sound when it sounds like a dog has emphysema? It's like making
that's
a sound.
That's a great demonstration. That's really good.
Yeah. What is it? Cause every dog has had and you just start to rub its throat a little bit and then it, what is that?
That's a reverse sneeze. It sounds like a pig snorting.
Yes. It's a reverse sneeze. Yeah, my dog's just
so that's usually most of the time that's not it can be a sign of illness, but usually they're just clearing their nasal passages. But you know, of course, we can do that. Just put yourself in their position. We can do that when we're not sick, but we can also do it if we have increased mucus in our sinuses that we do it more. So it can be a symptom of illness, but it doesn't have to be. When most people come in, they're really freaked out about it. They think the dog is gasping for breath and going to die, but it's just a reverse sneeze. They're clearing their nasal passages.
All right. Had something happen last week that I almost called you on, and you know, I don't call you unless it's an emergency, and I was really upset. So I moved into this house December 1st of last year, and it's fully carpeted. And I told the guy, my dogs are potty trained. It's not going to be a problem. He said, I don't want dogs in the house, but if you tell me it's going to be okay, it's going to be all right. I said, fine. I have not had one accident in this house in over 11 months. No pee, no poop. And I know that because I checked the place out. You know, sometimes a dog will pee in a corner and you won't even go to that corner. You won't know it for a long period of time. And then you'll realize it's sticky and it's been there for a long period of time. I have not had one issue. I take my dogs out religiously 3 or 4 times a day. When they eat, when they nap, I make sure they go outside. Even when it's raining, I'm good with it. So last Saturday night, I get up about 4:30 in the morning and I go downstairs and my chair is wet. Yeah, my recliner. And someone has taken a leak on the corner of my recliner. Now, there's only one dog that can hike a leg that high, and that's Rainer, and that's my good dog. My other one, the little Havanese, it's a little shaker and it pees when you try to pick it up and everything else. And I'm like, whatever. And so I was like, okay, we got a problem here. And it was a lot of pee. So I'm thinking to myself, and I hit my snooze a couple of times. So I'm thinking maybe I hit my snooze and it got excited and he just, but it's just not like him. He can hold it. I've seen him do it. I've seen him hold it for hours. And I was like, what's going on? So it was a hell of a mess. So I cleaned it up. The next night, I accidentally left Frisco dog out of his kennel. I kennel him every night. And the next night I get downstairs and it happened again in the same spot. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And this is after a year of having no issues on my chair. This is personal. If they want to go pee on the wood, you know, dogs usually will find corners, right? Or they'll pee on wood or they'll pee in the kitchen. They sniff around and look for little corners where they're not going to get caught. Right? To pee on my chair in the main room. So this is personal. So the next night, I put Frisco dog in the kennel, and I have this skeleton dog. That's a Halloween skeleton dog. that is motion sensored and it scares the hell out of Rainer. And I set it up and I put the sensor on it and I put it right there by the corner of the chair because he won't get near that skeleton dog. It scares the hell out of him. And I haven't had any issues for the last couple of days. This morning, I get up at 4:30. I'm in my chair. I'm having a bowl of cereal, a cup of coffee. I go in the other room. I come back in and someone has peed on one of my kids' toys in the middle of the room. And I'm pretty sure it was Frisco dog this time because it wasn't a lot of pee. It was just trickle. He just trickles a little bit. What the hell's going on?
Well, I mean, it sounds like a power play, you know?
Yeah. So, but what's going on? I haven't changed anything. I haven't changed any rules. I'm there for them. If anything, I'm home more than I normally am. Now I don't know do I need to kennel both of them up? Do I need to lock Rainer outside now every single night? Because he's not going to know why I'm putting him outside. I mean, he's cowering down. He won't make eye contact with me. So he knows something's going on, but now I got both of them doing it. What the hell's going on?
I would kennel him. I mean, I can't tell you what's going on. You know, if you're a client and you call the office and you say this, we're going to tell you, let's come in. Let's get a urine sample and let's be sure that there's not something infectious. You know, let's be sure that there's not an actual medical problem other than a behavioral issue.
Okay.
And then once we rule that out, if we know that there's not an infection, then at that point it becomes behavioral. So the easiest way to fix inappropriate urination is to kennel them, is to, you know, keep them away from whatever spot they're trying to pee on. And I mean that I've done that with my dog many times. He gets banished to the kennel in the garage if he has trouble with his bathrooms. Once I've determined that he doesn't have a medical condition.
Let me ask you this. Does he know why he's being put in the kennel?
Oh, I don't care if he knows why. I'm just trying to keep myself from having to
clean
up
but pee. I mean, if it's a behavioral situation and you want to eventually let him out of his kennel again, will he know better? Will he know, wait a minute here, because I hear that dogs only remember things that happened 3 minutes ago. And if I'm kenneling him from something he did earlier in the day and he doesn't remember. Now, I stuck his nose in it. I made sure I went to the corner of my chair and I stuffed his face in it. And I said, no, do not pee on my chair. And I think he understood because he smelled the pee. And of course, when the other dog smells, he's like, ooh, I smell pee. I guess it's okay to pee in the house again. I'm like, no. So they know?
Well, I don't know if they know, but I'll tell you how the last time I had this happen, my dog was peeing on my grandmother's rug.
Mm-hmm.
It was peeing on my grandmother's rug. It's right in front of the front door.
Not cool.
Not cool. So I cleaned it. I rolled it up and I put it away. And he has not peed in the house since. There was something about that rug. Like he peed on it one time and he just thought he could pee on it all the time. Now, I'm not saying you got to get rid of your recliner, but you know, we got to figure out if there's a medical issue, and if there's not a medical issue, then we got to figure out how to break the behavior.
Well, I'm thinking if there's a medical issue again, why would he pee on my recliner knowing that that's where I sit? This reminds me of my Freddy dog that pooped in my car. He pooped in my bed and pooped on my recliner. It was a personal situation. So that's where, and listen, I love the dog. He's smart. He knows better. That's what bothers me the most is when an animal knows better. He knows not to do that. He's picking that spot on purpose. And I'm trying to think to myself,
easiest solution is to kennel him.
Yeah. All right. Or can I put him in a bathroom?
Sure.
Okay.
Just be careful. He doesn't tear up your bathroom door and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I saw something that I thought about you this week. I think it was on Twitter. There was a study that came out that showed how a bunch of dogs, they grab their owner's shoes for the scent because they miss them when they're away. Now I know that Rainer tears up your shoes, but maybe it's because he misses you.
We've been through about 16 pairs of Crocs. I bought another two pairs of Crocs this weekend because there's the perfect chewing. It feels perfect in their mouth. Anyone that's got Crocs out there knows their dogs love their Crocs. They're chewy and they can bite on them and they can rip them apart. And Crocs are $69 a pop. Yeah. And I'm like, dude,
you're when you wear a size 15, when you wear a size 15 shoe or whatever you wear.
My daughter wanted the ones with the fur in it. And I was like, it's fine. But this is the last pair of Crocs. Seriously, I've probably bought 16 pairs. I'm not buying any more Crocs for the dogs to chew. And then I thought to myself, well, should I take one of the Crocs that he's already chewed and just leave it on the floor?
That might work.
And let him chew on that. Is that teaching a dog a bad behavior by allowing them to chew on something you don't want them to chew on, but they've already chewed on, so you can chew on it?
No, it might work. I mean, the only problem I see with that is it's not any different than chewing on any other Croc, is if he chews it up and swallows it, and that's going to cause him to have a GI obstruction.
Well, you know, yeah, well, okay. Unbelievable. Todd in Birmingham wants to know Dr. Rab's favorite dog and cat football mascots.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, you know, probably the Browns, the dog pound.
Okay.
My father-in-law and my mother-in-law are, they're from Sandusky, Ohio.
They're happy this year.
They're huge Browns fans. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I loosely follow the Brownies. They're my NFL team. So I would say that they're my dogs. You know, my cats.
You Kentucky fan?
No, not really. I mean, I guess it's pretty obvious. It's going to be the Auburn Tigers. I mean, that qualifies as a cat, right?
Yeah,
I'm going to go Tigers and dogs.
All right. There you go. Got a question here from a woman named Susie. She is wanting to buy her daughter. And this is the first time we've gotten this question in a while, and it's a pretty easy question because I know where you're going to go through it, but she's asking the question. She wants to buy her daughter a puppy dog for Christmas. Talk about the pros and cons of buying animals for the holidays. Talk about making sure that is an animal that is wanted for the holidays. I know some people, they want a dog, so they buy their mate the dog for the holiday. Oh, it's a dog. What are you going to say when it's underneath the Christmas tree? And they're like, yeah, but you got to take care of it. Talk about the ins and outs. And of course, the responsibilities of having pets given. And this can be for bearded lizards to anything else, something you buy down at Ed's Pet World. Talk about the ins and outs of giving pets for holiday gifts.
I think it depends on the age of the person you're buying it for, mm-hmm. first of all. And if the person you're buying it for is your child that still lives at home, I would say probably be prepared to have joint custody of it at a minimum, because, you know, even if they want the pet, dog, cat, you know, lizard, snake, whatever, even if they want it, there's going to be times where they're not going to want to take care of it. I had a dog when I was in college and undergrad. And you know, anytime I went on a trip or something, I pawned it off on my parents, you know, anytime there was something going on, I pawned it off my parents. So I, at that point, I'm not even living at home. I'm in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and my parents live an hour away and they're helping me take care of the dog.
That's nice.
So, you know, when, you have to assume that you're going to be caring for it to some degree. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, after that, just be sure that you have a mature enough person that you're buying it for that is going to do what it needs to do to keep it alive, first of all, but then also be attentive enough to know if it has a problem that needs to go in and see a vet for.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that as long as you have the conversation of here are the expectations, and if, you know, we're not meeting the expectations, then here are the quote unquote consequences. You know, I mean, I don't think that it's real reasonable to, you know, say we're going to get rid of the pet, you know, because that's not fair to the pet. But, you know, maybe just, you know, be sure that it's something that everyone understands who's going to take care of the pet, how it's going to be taken care of, and what the roles are.
I had this happen with my next door neighbor. We actually talked about it on the show where they got an Australian Shepherd. They knew we had an Australian Shepherd, and they were like thinking that maybe because I had an Australian Shepherd and it was well kept until it started peeing. It's laying behind me. Last week. Yeah, you act like you're not paying attention. And so they get this Australian Shepherd, and this thing was a puppy, and it was wild. And I could tell you right off the bat, the father did not want it. He bought it for his daughter, and they spent $1,800 on it. And I could tell, like, the first 5 minutes he was around it, he was, like, overwhelmed by this thing. It was just crazy. And, of course, they had it for 3 days, and they sent it back. And it was unfortunate because it's not fair to the animal. And, of course, the daughter was heartsick. The one thing I will say this. First of all, two things. First of all, we talked about the average price – it cost to look after a dog in its lifetime is about $37,000. You're like about $2,000 a year is what's going to cost you to run. If you take care of it, you take it to Rossbridge Animal Hospital when it's sick to get its shots. And of course, dog food, dog toys, clothes, whatever else you're going to buy for your dog, about $37,000. So keep that in mind. The other thing is if you're 6, you're 7, you're 8, you're 14, you're 16 year old says, I'll take care of it. I'll feed it. I'll walk it. You don't have to worry about taking it outside. I'll take it out when it's raining. They're liars. Every single kid is a stinking liar. They will not do it. They won't do it every single time. I can promise you the first time they don't feel well or they're in bed and you don't want to wake your child up, you'll get up at 3 o'clock in the morning when you hear the dog whimpering. If your kid's promising you, I will take care of the pet. If you promise me to get me this little puppy dog for Christmas, I promise I will take care of it. I will take care of everything. They're liars. They're liars. It will not happen. So if you're a parent, you're going to be taking care of that animal. So just keep that in mind. That's almost it. There's my rant. Is it true?
Absolutely. That's what I mean. You should consider yourself a joint owner if you are a parent who is getting a dog for your child, because yes, you're going to be the primary caretaker. You just will.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. We're recording the show here on the Monday before Thanksgiving. I have a question here from Jackie in Newport. She wants to know, is there anything a cat or dog cannot eat from the Thanksgiving table?
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be some things on the Thanksgiving table that they don't need to eat.
Cranberries?
Onions and garlic. What's that?
Cranberries?
Cranberries? No, they're good with cranberries.
Are you cranberries? Okay.
Yeah. Onions and garlic. But you know, a lot of people will cook their turkeys in that, or it'll be on a side dish.
They can't have onions. Important.
It cannot have onions
at all.
They're not supposed to have onions. It'll cause an anemia. Okay. Yeah. It causes anemia. I'm trying to think of other entrees, grapes, you know, they're not supposed to have grapes.
Gravy.
Gravy's fine.
Mashed potatoes?
Of course, mashed potatoes are fine.
Stuffing.
Yams. Fine. Stuffing's good. No problem. Unless, well, might have onions.
Yep.
Stuffing has onions. So watch
out
for
that. What about stuffing with raisins?
Raisins are no good.
Okay.
Yeah. Raisins and grapes are no good. And then of course the desserts with chocolate, no good.
Pie. They can eat pie.
Yeah. Pie can be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. But just, we don't want any chocolate.
Okay.
Wednesday is supposed to be the biggest party, one of the biggest party days of the year. Did you know that? It's like they call it, I think, like Blackout Thursday or Blackout Wednesday, because people go out and just like throw down.
Oh yeah. Well,
because they know that they have the next day.
And they're hungover.
So keep them away from your CBD gummies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your THC gummies.
Yes.
We got a dog in here that was hospitalized for 2 days because it got into 4 CBD chews. It was totally comatose.
Really? Dude, how does the person bring a dog in and say, he must've eaten something. I don't know what it was. He what now? What? I mean,
they saw him do it. They saw him.
Wow. Now your dog can smoke. It just can't eat CBD chewies, right?
I would just avoid it all.
Yeah. Oh man. All right. Yeah, it's pretty much, but turkey's good, right? Cats like turkey.
Turkey's fine.
I would think cats like turkey.
Yeah. I mean, cats are, you know, they're carnivores. They like meat.
Yeah. I would figure that it's because they eat birds. They would probably like turkey meat, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that with cats, part of the allure is that it moves around, you know, and they're hunters. So, you know, maybe tie the turkey to a string and pull it through the house, jump right on it.
There you have it. All right. It is brought to you by Sasquatch Toys and Comics right there in their Citation Court in beautiful Homewood. Seth Cosby and his crew, they're ready for the holidays. They had their grand opening back in October. They have comics from the 60s, 70s, 80s. They have toys. Unopen the box. If you're looking for that special Evel Knievel toy or something that you just don't think exists anymore, he's got it down there. Check him out. Of course, you can also check out Ed's Pet World, in business for nearly 50 years. If you're looking to give, hey, listen, there's a lot of great pets you can give as Christmas gifts that don't take the entire family, like bearded dragons or snakes or fish, or maybe even like a chinchilla or something like that, where you can put it in a cage and you don't have to walk it. You don't have to take it out. You know, I've got guinea pigs. By the way, I had baby guinea pigs again last week.
Again?
Yes.
What are you doing with them? Like, where are they?
Dude, she was giving birth to three more guinea pigs. And while she was giving birth, he was on her. And I'm like, give her a break. He was on her while she was giving birth. I'm like, could you imagine doing that to your wife? She's like, give me a second. All right. Well, I'm giving birth here. Yeah. She had
three more. I mean, you can only have so many things happening down there at one time.
I'm telling you. Every 60
repopulating the earth. Are they the last two guinea pigs on earth?
I'm looking for Noah. No, we got rid of the other three 2 weeks ago. And then she had three more. I guess it was on Tuesday.
Are you trying to make this an enterprise? Like, do you need an LLC?
No. And Ed's Pet World's like, we don't need any more of your guinea pigs. Separate the two. So we're going to have to sell. So now I have to go buy another cage and separate the two. Part of my $37,000 I'm going to spend now on guinea pigs. All right. Anything exciting happening at the office you want to talk about before I let you fly?
Man, the most exciting thing was the four CBD gummies probably. And I already, you know, and hey, there's the look. I'm not hating on people. CBD, you can go anywhere you want and buy those, you know, whatever. It's,
it won't kill you. No shame. It won't kill your dog. It just puts it comatose.
Yeah. I mean, well, if, you know, if they get enough of it, I'm sure it could be, you know, maybe fatal, but you know, not usually. It's just ride it out, you know. I mean, they're just,
well, I could certainly see a dog getting its gummy bears confused, you know. He didn't realize it was getting the good stuff. But if he got four of them, there's probably a pile of them somewhere. You may have to send me that address after the show. All right, my man. Hey, listen, happy Thanksgiving. We'll catch up next week.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Love you, brother.
Love you, man.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.